Four Corners and Southeast Utah region. Looks like a little bit of rain and snow shower activity today, tonight, and Saturday. Temperatures during the day, today and Saturday, should range between 40 and 45 for Moab, 35 to 40 for Cortez and Blanding, low 30s for Monticello. Looks like everybody will be in the 20s overnight with a few rain and or snow showers. Everything clears out for Sunday, partly to mostly sunny in the low to mid 40s for Moab, Cortez and Blanding, staying in the 30s for Monticello. For the Red Rock Weather Center, this is meteorologist Tim Raymond.
Season and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Well, good morning. Welcome back. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, February 9th, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Yeah, it is quite the morning.
The storms are coming. They're continuing to roll in. We're getting them throughout the area. Got a call this morning from Moab that several inches, and this storm keeps on giving. 124% of normal for this date.
Wow.
It just seemed like we spent most of January seeing those percentages drop, and all of a sudden we've caught up and we're ahead.
Yeah.
That is good stuff.
No doubt. Well, very good. Again, it's a morning show on Red Rock 92. Yeah, looking at the weather impacts throughout the area. Highway 491, that's between Monticello and Cortez, starting at the state line, there is a commercial vehicle chain law and passenger vehicle traction device law in effect. There was a semi-slide off earlier this morning at mile marker 63. I think they got that cleared up, but chain law, traction law in effect. Also heard Utah Navajo Health System sent out an alert that they may have delayed starts. They are going to be open today and provide services, but they may be a little bit slow as people travel in. So yeah, again, it's throughout the Red Rock area that this storm is impacting you. It's not just wherever you are right now. Just know that pretty much the whole region getting covered in the white stuff.
Yeah, good storm, and I think the storm warning is scheduled to continue throughout the day. Should let up this evening. Anyway, it's exciting times. The Southwest Colorado, 101% of normal, and it's just throughout that this storm has continued to give and give and give, and for a significant portion of it has been a high country storm. You know, when you're traveling in high altitudes, but it's dropped down and is affecting everyone in the Red Rock Country at some level today.
Yep. Yeah. So again, be aware of that. Be careful. Take your time if you need to travel. And once again, that commercial vehicle chain law in effect from on Highway 491 from the state line into Lewis. And again, passenger vehicles are required to have a traction law in effect. You know, other roads to note, Mesa Verde National Parks got a delayed opening until 11 a.m. Highway 160 Wolf Creek Pass is closed for snow removal. Highway 145 north of Rico to Mountain Village, commercial vehicle chain law and passenger vehicle traction device law in effect there as well. So again, that's current conditions on roads in the area to report. But again, just because we didn't, you know, list a specific road you're traveling on doesn't mean you ought not to slow down and take your time.
Yeah. And if you don't have to travel, maybe a good day to stay home. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are people traveling today, though, that's for sure.
Absolutely, yep. So, yeah, if you're one of them, take your time, be careful. I promise it's better to show up 20 minutes late than 3 hours late and your car's been wrecked on the side of the road. So take your time. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Mentioned this a bit, but going to dive into it a little bit more. The San Juan School District received word in January that the state legislature, through the State Board of Education, will be awarding $20 million towards the new Blanding Elementary School. The award is anticipated to cover about 42% of the estimated $47 million cost for the new school in Blanding. At the January 24th school board meeting, business administrator Tyrell Pemberton reviewed the history of the work behind the new Blanding Elementary School. He explained in August of 2022, district staff discussed with the board the state legislature's House Bill 475 that had appropriated $50 million in one-time funds for capital projects for small school districts in the state of Utah. With the support of the school board, the San Juan School District applied for funding for three projects in November 2022. Among the projects included the new Blanding Elementary School, safety upgrades to the entrance of four schools in the district, and an application for a new transportation building. Following consideration by a panel created by the State Board of Education, the school district was awarded some funds for the safety upgrade, but none for the new school or the transportation building. Pemberton explained that the district learned that as part of the criteria, the panel would prioritize projects that are ready to go. So in January 2023, the board approved plans to move forward with capital projects, including the recommendation of the construction of a new Blanding Elementary School. Pemberton said the item was discussed nearly every month in the board meeting since that time. He said, quote, "There are a few things the school board did that really helped us." He said, "We were trying to get a project ready so we could apply for and have a much better opportunity to receive funding from the $50 million that the legislature put aside." He said, along with that just one-time appropriation, he said that, so at any point in time, depending on the state legislature, that fund may not be funded again. He said again, it was also fortunate that the money was funded just for rural school districts. Only certain school districts could apply, I think about a dozen in the state of Utah. So with a limited number of districts eligible for the funds, the school district went to work to make the project attractive to the committee. Pemberton explained one step already done that helped the application was the district's approved capital levy, which set aside annual funds for capital projects. The district also hired a design team and construction management to get the project rolling, as well as holding committee meetings with representation from the school community council and other community members, providing input in the late summer and early fall of 2023. On January 11th, so again, just about a month ago, the district received word that the application was approved for $20 million from the state to help build the new Blanding Elementary School. Pemberton said, "As a Board of Education, the decision you made helped us get to this point. I think it's a huge win for our county to have $20 million from the State Board of Education to support the project of a new elementary school for our Blanding students." A staff report also showed that the district's $26.8 million in capital fund balance, with an estimated addition of $600,000 to the funds, means the district could cover the estimated cost of the school without dipping into the $10 million in reserves. Members of the school board approved a letter of thanks to be sent to the State Board of Education and staff for the award for the new elementary school project. On a related note, the Blanding general public was able to participate in an engagement meeting on January 22nd at San Juan High. Community members heard an approximate 45-minute presentation from the design team before providing comments for about an hour. Of course, you can listen to the meeting in its entirety on the district website. The draft plans and community survey have been sent to parents and guardians and students at Blanding Elementary School. Community members can also access the survey and provide feedback on the draft through a link at sjsd.org. Comments provided at the January 22nd meeting covered many different topics. Among them were concerns for enough bike racks, discussions about parking, drainage areas, bus drop-off design, and school safety. The two most common topics of concern were about the size of the school being adequate for the future growth and the need for additional gymnasium space in the community. Again, that new building draft is available, and the survey is available through February 9th to allow the board to review comments at their February 14th meeting. So, if you've heard about the new Blanding Elementary School, you can go to the school district website. And if you're a Blanding member community, you can review those plans. If you got any comments, they've got at least through today that they're taking comments. I mean, they may take feedback beyond that, but if you want to make sure that, you know, your comments on the school are recorded, you want to finish that survey today.
Well, very cool. That's a great story, I think. The school board, the school district had to thread a needle with that. They had to have it appear shovel-ready enough to get the funding from the state, but it doesn't mean that what they propose is the final thing. So I think it's ongoing, and they're seeking input and making changes and following the recommendations that they've received. But $20 million from the state school board is a pretty significant grant that glad they've got that,
yeah,
that set aside for rural schools.
Yeah, and again, it's just the second year that they've done it in the district. You know, that was part of their urgency too, is it's not, you know, it wasn't a new bill that says, okay, every year we're going to set aside this money. It's one-time appropriations, yeah, that, you know, who knows, maybe it continues for 20 years, but maybe this is the last year for it. You know, it's unknown. So the district really had a lot of urgency to get that application in. And again, it's almost 50% of the estimated cost, you know, all in estimated cost for the new elementary school. So yeah, it's a big win for the county, for the district, for Blanding. Again, you know, folks want to be able to weigh in on what the new school may look like, and they can do that. The application was approved for a new Blanding Elementary School. You know, the funds from the state school board weren't necessarily, all right, this is the plans you showed up, this is what you have to build with the $20 million. Yeah. But it is for a new Blanding Elementary School. They can't use the funds for a new gymnasium or, you know, for a new school elsewhere. Transportation barn that they're hoping to build. But again, this does open up additional funds for other projects in the district.
Now, the same account last year, they received funding. They're going to increase the safety entries at four of the schools. That hasn't taken place yet because they're still getting it all lined up and ready to roll. But anyway, it's exciting times. Blanding Elementary School has served the community for, you know, that building has been there for years and years and years, and it's exciting to have a new facility, the largest single school in the district.
Yeah. Yep, average over the past 10 years of about 500 students in that school, K through 5. So, you know, it's a good sized school, and the school's designed to hold that and some growth. But again, folks can weigh in, take a look at those draft plans, provide comments on the school district webpage. That's sjsd.org. Once again, it is the Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it is the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Spring's right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has all your seed starter needs covered. Garden and flower seeds are here. The January wine sale has been extended through February. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you celebrate spring with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Celebrate backyard birds during National Bird Feeding Month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. We've got big sales on Ace 40-pound wild bird food and 20-pound black oil sunflower seed. Assorted varieties of Ace bird suet, just $139 apiece. Plus, save on Ace spray paint, yard and garden tools, Flex Seal products, Gorilla Tape, and much more. It's all part of our Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, February 9th, 2024, 9:23 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Report from the Cortez Journal, Bailey Duran with the Journal reporting on the Montezuma Cortez School District sending out a letter after a safety incident at Kemper Elementary School. Kemper Elementary was put on secure status on January 31st because of reports of shots fired in the area. Assistant Superintendent Eddie Ramirez sent out a letter to the school district parents about the district safety response team, noting that the recent event tested the safety response system. Noted while the system in place allowed school leaders and emergency personnel to respond quickly and efficiently to the needs for secure status, he noted that they're always evaluating the system for ways to improve in areas of deterrence and response. So again, no harm to any children, but again, they were able to put it in a secure mode at Kemper Elementary School, and the district having conversations about that process. You can read more about the incident and the district's discussions around that in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the area, the Kanta Township Commission selected a new town manager. Jarvis Williams was selected as the new town manager on January 29th. The commission conducted interviews over the last few months and selected Williams, who had served as a community outreach consultant with over 15 years working with tribal communities. Kanta Township Commission Chairman Ed Seaton said that Williams was selected based on his experience and knowledge of tribal government and working with communities. He said as a commission, they're confident that he's the person they need to move the organization forward. Williams earned a bachelor's in Southwest Studies from Fort Lewis College and a Master of Legal Studies in Oil, Gas, and Energy Law from the University of Oklahoma. He worked in the coal industry for 10 years and with tribal communities throughout the West. And he also worked for the 21st and 22nd Navajo Nation Council's Speaker Office. The Kanta Township, again, is the 3,600-acre rural political subdivision of the Navajo Nation in Kayenta. Five-member commission oversees that township. So a new town manager there for Kayenta. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the area, I have an update on a tragic story in Moab. You may recall there was a head-on collision Tuesday evening, closed the road for a couple of hours, and resulted in the death of two local people. The Times Independent, through the Utah Highway Patrol, identified the people at the scene. The woman who died at the scene was Jennifer Ann Ralph, 46, of Moab, and Martin Espinoza, 50, of Moab, who died of injuries from the scene. Ralph's son, 13, was taken by air ambulance to Primary Children's Hospital in Salt Lake City in critical condition. He's been upgraded to stable and was the only passenger in the vehicle. Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden said that Espinoza was the sole occupant of his vehicle, driving a 2021 Chevrolet Equinox northbound when he crossed the center line into the path of Ralph, who was driving a Toyota Camry. Why that occurred is unknown. But again, a tragic news there in Moab as two local residents killed, and then a 13-year-old struggling and in stable condition, but injured severely. Understand that the school district reported that the Grand County School District wrestling program is working on a fundraiser for the family that'll be in a few weeks. But terrible news in Moab.
Yeah, that really is. Tragic situation, of course. Local people, well-known, well-respected. It's very sad.
Yeah. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
There's a funeral service this morning. Well, it begins at noon in Monticello for Larry Bailey. Lawrence Page Bailey passed away last week at the age of 89. His services begin at noon at the Monticello Stake Center of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 11 to 11:45. Funeral services for Darlene Mae Olison, age 91, of Moab, are at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Moab Community Church on Maivita Avenue. Viewing this evening from 6 to 8 at Spanish Valley Mortuary. And there'll be a memorial mass for Cecilia Marie Kuykendall at 10 a.m. on Saturday, February 10th at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a break and be back with more news and happenings on Red Rock 92.7.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant whatever it takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant whatever it takes dealer.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Call them today.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. Four packs of GEHD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314. It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Yeah! Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Friday, February 9th, 2024, 9:32 a.m. Bill, sorry, I cut off that song accidentally too early and lost it. So people just got a little taste of it.
What could have been. That's what you'll have to remember about that song. That's Could Have Been by Tiffany. Number one song, 1988, 36 years ago today. Tiffany was big news for a period of time. She had two back-to-back hits. Just a teenager. Pop singer Tiffany's second consecutive number one hit was Could Have Been, following I Think We're Alone Now.
That song I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, What Could Have Been?
What Could Have Been, I guess.
Also number one. You know, there's lots of awesome songs that never make it to number one. So.
Someone that was their favorite song growing up, and they heard the first two notes, and then we ruined it for them. So my apologies.
Well,
hopefully you're not on the birthday list, too.
Oh, man.
That would be a double.
Now there's pressure on.
Yeah.
Well, this will lighten things up. Today is National Pizza Day. It's National Pizza Day. That's awesome. Pizza is really a relative newcomer. Wasn't very well known outside of Italy until after World War II. But man alive, it's exploded in popularity since then. It's the top 10 pizza toppings. You're never going to guess. Number one, cheese.
Gotta have
cheese. Mm-hmm. Pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, bacon, onions, green peppers. I'm sliding way down the list. Black olives, Canadian bacon, and pineapple. Trail. The most popular pizza brand is Pizza Hut, and they'll sell 2 million pizzas on Sunday for Super Bowl Sunday. So 57% of Americans say they love pizza, and the other 43% didn't understand the question clearly.
Yeah.
350 slices of pizza are sold in the United States every second. I mean, pizza is a big deal. 17% of all restaurants in the United States are pizzerias, and more than 10% of all the pizzerias in the United States are in New York City. So it's quite a city for pizza. 251 million pounds of pepperoni in the U.S. every year, and I think just about all of that is on pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever paired pepperoni and pizza, that was a pretty good move right there.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, let's see what else we have here.
I'm hungry. I think that's what we got.
So one serving of pizza gives you half of the daily dietary requirement for lycopene.
All right.
Anyway, it's just really critical. I've never heard of it before, but you get half of it.
Just one
serving of pizza.
So if you have half a pizza, you're set for a couple of days.
Yeah,
we need to check with the medical staff around here. I think that's good news.
No, it's good timing to have National Pizza Day in the weekend leading up to the Super Bowl.
I wonder if that's...
And they had some really good pictures on this website I'm looking at. So I'm been a little distracted by the pizza.
You know, what's underrated is breakfast pizza too. Having it in the morning. That's some dinner
just warmed
foods.
Over pizza.
Yeah, some dinner foods don't do great for breakfast, but pizza's good.
All right.
Actually,
that's good to know.
Yeah.
If that's not enough for you, it's Chocolate Day today in India. So
India. You can't celebrate it otherwise. You can't have any chocolate. Unless...
Every day's Chocolate Day somewhere.
Yeah.
It's Carnival Day in Brazil. Days leading up to Mardi Gras and the start of Lent. 40 days to Easter after Mardi Gras. Anyway, Carnival Day in Brazil. That's a big day. Birthdays today. Singer Carole King was born on this day in 1942. She's 82 years old. Incredible singer-songwriter. Wrote lots and lots of hits. And finally decided, I'm going to sing my own songs. So her debut album is one of the biggest albums of all time. Singer Carole King. Actor Joe Pesci was born on this day in 1943, 81 years old. Great character actor who probably enjoys a good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday. We got a good list today. Happy birthday to Ginger Tracy, Nancy Duno, Elisa Nielsen, Shannon Buffington, and the Wilcoxes. Catherine Wilcox and her daughter-in-law Megan Wilcox both have birthdays today. That makes it easy on Rob.
Yeah.
Weekend birthdays for Teresa Frankham Wood, Lachlan Stowe, Candy Hudgens, Barbara Curtis, Cherie Benge, and Mark Hugentobler. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a great birthday weekend, Super Bowl. That can be fun. If you're not into football, I guess, maybe not the best weekend for your birthday, but good news is it rotates.
Yeah, a lot goes on with the Super Bowl that doesn't have anything to do with football.
Yep, that's true.
I heard that Taylor Swift, have you heard of her?
Taylor Swift, I'm trying to think.
She may go to the Super Bowl.
Taylor, does she live in Moab? I don't.
You're not so Swift.
The pop singer. Oh, the biggest pop singer in the world. That's who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's big to-do, wondering if she'll make it from her concert in Japan back to Las Vegas, but think it's going to happen. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be exciting. And there's a football game too, I think.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that'll be good. Well, good deal. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got the job fair next, and then we'll be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse cash register at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has an opening for a diesel mechanic at their facility in Moab. It's full-time work and pays from $22 to $27 an hour depending on experience. And it includes a great benefits package. You'll work on a variety of diesel and gasoline vehicles and equipment. Download an application online at swssd1.org. or call 435-259-6314 for more information. The mailing address is 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, radiology department, and a marketing assistant. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services, radiology and ultrasound technologists, and a medical biller. Also, the Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade at sanjuanhealth.org. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a victims advocate, light equipment operators in the North and South districts, and a sheriff's deputy in the North District. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancucci's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
This week, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds at the Moab Museum. Join us Saturday, February 17th for the free public opening of A Moab Prison Camp, Japanese American Incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Hearts, love, and sweet winnings at the Ute Mountain Casino. Get ready for a month of excitement with sweet winnings. Every Saturday in February at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., we're giving away $1,000 in cash. Every drawing. Every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. Every hour, we're giving away $200 in cash to one lucky winner and $25 in free play to their friend. Sweet winnings and Sunday Fun Day await at Ute Mountain Casino.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. Couple games on the hardwood last night. The Grand County girls took care of San Juan 66-40 to close out their regular season with an 11-8 record. The Lady Broncos finished with a 3-18 record. The final Utah 2A standings and state tournament seedings will be released at the close of the weekend. And the Green River boys beat Caprock Academy last night 55-45. The Pirates are 15-6, ranked 8th in the Utah 1A. The San Juan and Grand County boys will close out their regular seasons tonight in a big local rivalry showdown in Blanding. It's our high school hoops matchup of the night, and we'll be on the air on Red Rock 92 starting at 6:30 with video on StreamUtah.live. Other matchups on the hardwood tonight. The Montezuma Cortez boys and girls are hosting Ignacio. Both Nucla teams are at Telluride, and the Mancos boys are at Uray. Lots of postseason wrestling this weekend. State tournaments get underway today for Utah teams at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield. San Juan, Grand County, Monticello, Monument Valley, and Whitehorse are all there. And it's regional tournaments in Colorado today and tomorrow. Dove Creek, Norwood, and Nucla are in Cedar Ridge. Mancos is in Monta Vista, and Montezuma Cortez is in Gunnison. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, February 9th, 2024, 9:49 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. Should be a good game tonight between the San Juan Broncos and the Grand County Red Devils. Close out the regular season for those two teams.
Yeah, that should be a great game. That's going to be fun to watch and listen to and maybe see in person. But
yeah,
glad that we'll be able to bring that to you on a snowy night.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. So yeah, hope you tune in, 92.7 and StreamUtah.live. Let's take
a little bit going on in Richfield.
Yeah, really excited for that. The state wrestling tournament starting later this morning for both 1A and 2A, and then 1A, 2A combined for the girls. And I've got one Whitehorse wrestler, four Monument Valley lady wrestlers. So that's exciting. That's the first time they've had a 1A, 2A tournament. They've had 1A through 3A the past couple of years. So that
yeah,
should be
so
fun.
That should be fun. The San Juan Broncos, of course. Austin Paris is one of the top wrestlers in the state at any division and at any weight.
Yeah.
For Grand County. Monticello's got some good wrestlers. Whitehorse will send some wrestlers. Anyway, should be a fun week.
Yeah.
Weekend.
And Austin Paris likely, you know, you gotta make it there, but likely wrestling Russell Evans of Beaver, who's a 3-time state champion senior. Paris has beat him twice this year, but that's gonna be an incredible finals matchup as well. So
yeah, we'll have
exciting.
To go, David.
Yeah, I think we're going to go check that out, definitely. Well, very good. That's the local sports report. Let's take a look at the regional report. Last night, the Phoenix Suns defeating the Utah Jazz 129-115. Kevin Durant with 31 points and Lauri Markkanen with 22 as the Suns get the win. And the Denver Nuggets get a win in Los Angeles over the Lakers last night, 114-106. Jamal Murray with 29 points in the win for Denver. Let's take a look at these teams' weekend plans. Tonight, Denver is in Sacramento taking on the Kings. That tips off at 8 o'clock, and that'll be it for their weekend. Let's take a look at the Jazz. They're also off for the weekend. And finally, the Phoenix Suns. Tonight are off. Tomorrow, they're in Golden State taking on the Warriors. That tips off at 6:30. That's going to be on ABC. But that'll do it. Not surprisingly, there's only two NBA games on Sunday because there's another athletic event going on. That
I heard Taylor Swift is going to be making an appearance on Sunday.
Yep. I heard that in the Red Rock Morning Show about two segments ago. So, yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers should be a lot of fun. Hope you have a great Super Bowl weekend and enjoy the game. Or the commercials if you don't like the game, or the food if you don't like TV, or the peace and quiet of a lot of people watching the game during those couple hours, if that's what you're into. So hopefully you have a nice weekend. Once again, it is the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. Really glad that you joined us this morning. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, glad you joined us for another edition of the show and look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.